Let us return to the three strategic hurdles facing the Nazis: the Battle of Britain, the Battle of the Atlantic, and the Battle of Oil. A key potential solution for all three hurdles could have been the immediate invasion and conquest of Britain, codenamed Operation Sea Lion. An undefeated Nazi army and a still overpowering Nazi air force were poised at the English Channel. The Nazi plans were still viable, and in the opinion of not a few experts, would likely have succeeded. But Hitler decided not to invade. Why? Why would he turn his back from this challenge, however daunting, that was vital to his ultimate success? Why would a super leader who had based his own political career and his thousand-year Reich on huge but measured gambles turn away from what clearly had to be done? Did Hitler blunder, ultimately leading to Nazi defeat? To be sure, commentary abounds for the motives and actions at this point in time. We can list several themes. Hitler persistently respected the British and was reluctant to invade. The Nazis felt that an invasion would be disastrous, not the least because of the nation's recently proven resolve and Winston Churchill's proven super leadership and inspiration for his people. Or that Hitler was manifesting signs of madness that later overtook him and led to Nazi defeat. There are many other themes that we will not delve into here.